Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition, but it's on a different station. This is Yaya's Adventures, and I'm calling this show Dream Chasers Unite, because it's all about what you're getting ready to do, what you're doing, what you've done. And we want to unite all the people who have gone after their dreams or going after their dreams here on this radio station, on this actual particular station. And it's called Yaya's Adventures because it is adventurous to go after your dreams. I mean, isn't it awesome when you get someone to say yes to your dream and they want to be a part of it? Isn't it awesome when someone says no to your dream? And that's what I'm going to go over today. For the first 15 minutes, we're going to go over going over your dreams, being a dream chaser, just uniting all the principles and all the things that may happen to you as a dream chaser. So this is my experience, and I usually don't say this, and I will have this episode up on another station as well so you can hear this and listen to this, because this is very, very important, and I'm going to give you some very good pointers on going after your dreams. So you start. And the other day, I got finally my business cards for Dream Chasers Radio. And, okay, so I've been in business for 6 years. But it wasn't something that I really, really wanted to pursue at the moment when I did open it up, because I kind of dropped it and let it go. And I've done so many different wonderful interviews with Walter Orange of the Commodores, Odell of the Contours, and, I mean, I've done so many wonderful interviews, and I'm so blessed to have had done those. But do you realize to get all of those interviews and to get all those people to say yes, I went through so many people telling me no. Now, Dream Chasers has expanded, and we have taken on 2 more radio stations today alone. It's not that we're not growing. It's not that we're not doing what we're supposed to do. But I went in, I got my business cards. I wanted to give out my first business card. And the first person that I approached, I said, "Hey, can I give you my brand new business card?" He looked at me and he said, "No." And I said, "Thank you." And I know maybe that kind of messed him up, but to me, that started everything. That started the ball rolling to say no. My first refusal in 6 years. Nobody ever said no to me. Well, I've never actually approached anybody physically with a business card. I'm talking about business cards, okay? Not like no, like, you know, but business card-wise. I've never had that. And to me, that was great because that was my first stepping stone. Now I'm a little higher. And yes, I get a lot of no's after that. I've gotten a lot of no's, and I've got a lot of stepping stones, and I'm very happy for that, because to tell you the truth, if everybody approved of me, if everybody agreed with me, I would probably freak out, because that is just not normal. Yeah, so we want to make sure that we get the most no's and a few beautiful diamond in the rough yeses. And those are what we go for. We're not here to please everyone, and you're not there to please everyone. No matter what kind of a career move you're thinking of making, no matter what field you want to go in, whether it be, you know, the medical field, whether it be business applications or anything, computer science or anything, if you want to be a rocket scientist, you have to gather your yeses, and you will gather many more no's in the midst of those. And, you know, it's okay. It's okay. When you start walking, what is the first word that you hear when, you know, you go to grab something off the table and your parents see you? What was that first word? It was no. So don't worry about it. I mean, everyone has to experience an entourage of no's in their lifetime before they get to that beautiful, beautiful diamond, the yes. And, you know, it's not as beautiful if you keep getting yeses. It really isn't. It isn't really precious if you continue to get yes, yes, yes. It doesn't make it special. And that's where the hard work comes in. You know, you have to be a hard worker. Please don't believe that things just come to you because you're gorgeous or you have the thing. No, hard work, hard work. I would say that the only reason that a person would ever, ever receive yeses in their lifetime and never receive hardly any, if at all, any no's would be because of their status or their deep pockets, as they would say. Because people want to be around them, because people want to have them around, they have deep pockets. And that might get them more yeses than you and I. My pockets are not deep yet. I'm working on it. They're deeper. But we must always, you know, be very, very persistent in our dreams. I'll give you a pointer. Don't be overbearing. People don't like it when you're overbearing. When you're, you know, when you're persistent, it's good. I didn't say persistence was bad. What I'm saying is being overbearing is not good. A lot of things you have to do alone. A lot of things people want to see that you can do it before they can actually join you and move you forward and move you upward in your career of choice. People want to see that you are enthusiastic about your prospects and about where you're going in life. And that's when they'll join in. Those are the people that actually were watching and actually were paying attention to what you were doing and want to join in. And they are the people that will get you further. However, there are some ones out there that you don't need to be involved in. And that's why I say always check people out, always get their background, always understand where they're coming from and where they want to take you. If they have any references, if they have a track record, you should know about these things. You should really know about these things, because if not, what's going to happen, you're going to be swindled. And I'm no stranger to that. It's happened to me not once, not twice, but many more times than that. And we want to make sure that, you know, even though you do your homework, even though the person has a great track record, even though things can go south pretty fast. So, you know, you just kind of roll the dice and see what happens and pray. That's my thing. You know, I pray. So we have another guest on the show coming in about 5 minutes, and I wanted to make sure that she had at least 15 minutes to present her side of being in her profession. But before that, I have 5 minutes. In the last 5 minutes of my segment, I want to let you know that I am a singer and that I am a performer and I do write and I have songs out. But the most important part is I have now figured out that I am, how would I say this? It's not all about me, really it isn't, but at the same time, it is. And I have to pursue my career and be brave enough to move forward, even though I'm very comfortable where I'm at. People I work with are wonderful people, wonderful. I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better group of people to work with in my life. But at the same time, I do have to think about where I want to be in my life and where I want to go. And I can't really be too sad, because it is a sadness to say, hey, guys, you want to go? Or, hey, guys, you can't go, or hey guys, I'm sorry, you can't go. So these are the things that you're going to have to decide in your career. And not everyone that's going with you is called to go all the way with you. And I realize that. I realize that I may not be the first person in this group of people that are just wonderful people that will tell me or tell us, hey, Yaya, you can't go with me where I'm going. You know, with me, I'm going here, and I can't take you. And you know what? That's good, because then they're following after their dream, and they're doing their thing, and I encourage that. So, you know, you have to kind of be sensitive. At the same time, you have to be happy for the other person, or hopefully they will be happy for you. And these are the decisions that you must make when you are in business, regardless of which career path you are choosing or have chosen. And that would be my advice for you, to go ahead and not be afraid to move forward, to go ahead and not be afraid to say, hey, this is where I want to be, and I don't think that you want to go, or I can't take you any further because I really can't. I don't have the means to do that. Some people will go far, I mean very far, and come back, and then the person that they left behind never advanced, and then they're not ready to come, and then you feel bad again. So, you know, you have to make that decision of what you really want to do. Do you want to stay where you're at, or do you really want to move forward? And those are the decisions that may make you look kind of funny to other people, like all about yourself, but it's really not. And I've been encouraged to move. I've been encouraged to go after my dreams, and I'm doing it. And at the same time, I still feel sad about moving on and going forward. And so that's just something that comes with the territory. It just comes with it. So the next guest we have is she's going to be a wonderful guest. I'm not even going to tell you who it is, because I want the person to tell you who they are and what they do and where you can reach them. You can reach me at yayadiamond.com. Again, that's yayadiamond.com. I'm on Facebook, Yahaloma Diamond, Yahaloma Diamond. On my like page, you can get Yaya on tour on Instagram and on SoundCloud. I'm on Twitter as Yahaloma, Yahaloma, Yahaloma. So you can reach me at many different places, but the best place to reach me will be yayadiamond.com, yayadiamond.com, and you can reach out to me there. All of my links are there, so you can kind of just click on the icons and go to any one of my social network pages and find me there. It is a wonderful time to be here on Dream Chasers Radio with this program called, and rightfully so, entitled Dream Chasers Unite. And we have a couple of guests on the show, and I thought I'd just head it out since this is the first airing of this particular segment that I'm going to be doing, where from time to time we'll have this show called Dream Chasers Unite. And it's a great program where, again, we have two dream chasers, people who have gone out after their dreams and people who have accomplished what they set out to accomplish on the same show, to give you more of a variety and encourage you in what you're doing. I've done so many things in my life, and I'm not yet finished. So keep a lookout for me, but most likely keep a lookout for all the dream chasers that have come on our program. I am so excited and so happy for them. They are actually they're just being an inspiration to all of us, and that's what we need. We need to be inspired sometimes. We need not to be down and it's about, you know, this didn't go right and that didn't go right. It's not all going to go right. It isn't. It is not all going to go right, and I want you to know that. So as we wait for the next person to call in, I want you to continue to dare to be different, to continue to dare to inspire, to continue to dare to move forward and out of your comfortable zone. Get out of your comfort zone and move forward and prosper in what you want to do in life. And that would be something that is not always easy, but at the same time, it can't be that hard. I mean, what can you lose? There is nothing to lose. Absolutely nothing. So, with this in mind, I'm going to check my calls and see when my next caller is going to be calling in. Give me a moment here. And our caller is here. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm well. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. And I'm welcome to our program. It's the first of all of our programs called Dream Chasers Unite. And you have the floor. We want to know what you do, how you got involved in it, and what you're doing now and how you're, you know, going forward.
Well, Nicole Compton, and I am an attorney here in Louisville, Kentucky. But I'm also a motivational speaker as well as a business consultant. Not only do I have my law degree, but I have my MBA in entrepreneurship. trying to do things, trying to continue to do things in the community that build up the community and give back. So I have a few projects underway, but always looking to inspire young people, always looking to try to make a difference in the community.
And how can people reach you? Because, I mean, it's important that they know.
Well, the easiest way to reach me is on my website, NicoleCompton.com, and that's NicoleCompton.com, or by phone, 502-354-6022. But if you like to email like I do, motivation@NicoleCompton.com.
Wonderful. Now, we all want to know, why did you choose your career path?
Well, I chose my career path because I became an attorney because I wanted to help people. I got my MBA also because I wanted to help people. And so I came from a neighborhood where crime rate wasn't sky high but was high, had a lot of lower to middle class families in my first part of my life. Second part of my life was upper middle class. But I had a lot of people around me that either had passed where they couldn't get jobs, couldn't get ahead in life, needed, you know, just somebody to give them a second chance. And so I also found myself in that situation in that I was a teenage mom. I had my son 2 days after my 16th birthday. And so when I did, it took people to give me a second chance and see something in me that allowed me to go where I was going. So when I got to college, I thought I was going to be pre-med until my last year of school. And I realized, no, I think I want to go into the law. I think I can make a bigger difference there. And as well, I was a single mom at the time and wanted to be able to balance work and school with him. And so that's how I ended up in the legal field. But as I got into the legal field, I realized, you know, just doing criminal law or just doing civil law, it wasn't enough. I found that on my free time, I was helping businesses and aspiring entrepreneurs to get their businesses up and going, to help them figure out what ideas they had that can make them money. And it just kind of crossed over into people that needed second chances, that needed to be able to believe in life again. And so here recently, I've transformed my law firm into more of a consulting firm. And so I launched, I launched Charles Wood Consulting Firm, named after my dad. And in that, I help people who otherwise feel like they're unemployable because they don't have the job skills or because they have a background that would prohibit them from getting the job that they want. And I teach them, you know, how to start a business on a shoestring budget, how to work for yourself, because you'll never be a millionaire working for someone else anyway, so you might as well be an entrepreneur, as well as working with teens, because nowadays with technology, even teenagers can be multimillionaires after they do their homework and chores. So that's kind of how I got into part of what I'm doing now. The other thing that I'm doing in the community is I just started a business called Aces Place, and that's named after my grandbaby. His real name is Abel. I didn't like Abel, and I didn't want to be a grandma. But I ran for judge in 2014, and when I didn't win, the election was on a Tuesday, and the baby was born on a Friday, and I was adamant I was not going to be a granny until I laid eyes on the little guy. He looked just like my son, and he was such a sweetheart that I named him my Ace of Hearts because he changed the game. Well, about 7 months ago, I ended up with custody of Ace. And so as an attorney who practiced in family and criminal law, I knew that there was a need in the community. We have a lot of CPS cases, child protective services, our child abuse cases here, or at least it seemed like it to me because I worked, you know, in the court. And so my son's girlfriend, when the baby was taken away, didn't have anybody to do her visitation. She could only have supervised visits. So here recently I've also opened Aces Place, which is a supervised visitation center as well as a facilitated exchange center. And I try to take it one step further because, like I said, I like helping the community. I like doing things that are going to improve my surroundings and my community for the future. And so we also offer interactive parenting sessions so that the parents who are estranged from their kids, either through divorce or through the court system or through the child abuse process, the child abuse protection process, can learn how to healthily interact with their children and healthily have that quality parenting time with the kids. And so I'm also doing that. So, you know what they say, you want something done, give it to someone who's busy. So I'm constantly looking for ways to help.
Wow, that is amazing. And you know what? And Dream Chase is about that. It's about giving back to, you know, when you became a grandmother, because I'm right there with you. I'm a young grandmother as well. When you became a grandmother and then now you have custody of your grandchild, now you're a mother again. That's
a mother, but not. A mom, but not. My boyfriend laughs, and he's like, ha-ha, you have a baby mama and a baby daddy.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, you do. I didn't think of it like that.
He was like, yo, you don't have baby mama drama or baby daddy drama. You got both. He's like, God, yeah, right.
Wow. Well, I mean, we commend you. I mean, I commend you. And you know, and doing what you do, you must be very busy. How do you balance that? Because, you know, a lot of our listeners want to know how they can do this too, have the career, have the child, because now you're in the category of having a child. Are you a single parent?
Yes.
And you have many businesses. So how are you doing this?
One, by the grace of God. Two, one of the things that I had to learn over the years, you know, I had my son, like I said, 2 days after my sweet 16. That was my gift. And so, you know, 2 weeks after that, I got my first job. A week after that, I got my second job, and I haven't stopped since. And so for me, at first, it was kind of second nature. Then I got a year of being an empty nester because my son will be 21 this year. So, you know, I got a little time of being an empty nester before the grandbaby, you know, was there. And one of the things I've learned over the last 21 years is you have to take care of you first. Because I also have lupus, and lupus is made worse by stress. And so I had no choice but to learn to take care of me. It was either that or life or death. You have to put you first. So there has to be, Mondays for me now are what I call my me day. I had a best friend who died of breast cancer, but while she was living, we used to always take what we call me days. And they don't take a lot of time, a lot of money, just time and loving yourself. And so we may go to a thrift store with $2 or just window shop in the mall or just walk in the park, stop and read a book, go get a massage, whatever works for you and is on your budget. And it, like I said, it doesn't have to cost money, but Mondays are my me day. So recently I started doing acupuncture. So on Mondays I go get my acupuncture in the morning. I make sure to stop and enjoy a cup of hot tea because I like that. Those are things that don't take a lot of time. And the place that I get my acupuncture, you know, is very inexpensive, but very, you know, very well qualified. So I take that time for me without spending a lot of money. So it's doable. You have to be very organized as well. That's something that I constantly struggle with. But I have to-do, I keep to-do lists, calendars, timers, notes on the wall, on sticky notes, I mean, whatever it takes. It is doable. And the thing about it is, if you're determined, I love the name Dream Chasers because, you know, first you have to have that dream and you have to have that vision. And so including taking care of yourself, you have to put that in the forefront and go for it.
Oh, wow. So, again, where can people reach you and where you're located and all this stuff? Because you have so much to offer your community at large. It's really good to hear someone actually doing what they can do like you're doing now to give back to your community. You know, it's a great, wonderful thing. And we pray that you continue to keep it up and get more people there that can help you in the dream of helping others. Where can they find you again?
Thank you. Well, I have a few things going on. So, for motivational speaking and the business consulting, the best place to reach me is NicoleCompton.com, and that's NicoleCompton.com, or by phone, 502-354-6022. Again, that's 502-354-6022. Now, if you're in the Louisville, Kentucky area and you want to check out Ace's Place, if that's a service that you need, then you can also reach me at the 502 number and I'll get you to the right place. Or you can go to acesplace.org, and that's spelled ACESPLACE.org. So ACESPLACE.org. And so, keep checking me out on Facebook also, Nicole Compton or Nicole T. Compton, and keep checking NicoleCompton.com. So I have upcoming workshops. I do one-on-one consulting. If you think that you have a business, I say everybody has a business and a story in them. And the beauty is when those two things can come together. If you have a speaking engagement, and you are an engagement and you're looking for a speaker, a keynote speaker, a motivational speaker, you can also get me on NicoleCompton.com. All my books are there. I have a few products that are about to launch and some online courses that will be listed here soon. And if you just need good motivation or you just want to reach out, you can always get my email. Get me by email, and that's motivation@NicoleCompton.com.
So you need nothing to the imagination. Definitely, if you cannot reach her, then you weren't listening.
Right.
You need to rewind this broadcast. You need to go back a little bit and listen again because she's giving you many, many different ways to reach her. Thank you so much, Ms. Compton, for being on the show. And we would love to hear more about what you're doing in your neighborhood and any kind of upcoming event. So please keep in touch with us. We do have three radio stations, so you can be on any one of them.
If you'll have me back, I'll be back. I'll get in touch with you soon.
Awesome. It's been a wonderful time here at Dream Chasers Radio, and that is an edition of Dream Chasers Unite to tell you that this is not an impossible thing. You can do it, and we dare you. We dare you to be different. Good night, everyone. We'll see you till next time.
I didn't be different. the difference again.